From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief for July 5th. Hey Iris, July 5th. 10 stories, 1 trial, 3 reviews, 6 takes you can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Zillion Trillion, Sunday Bites. Hi guys, it feels like it's been approximately 84 years since the last Sunday Bites, and somehow the world has managed to squeeze about 6 months worth of news into that time. So before we do some damage to our wallets, let's catch up. I went to a women's circle feeling like a teen mom and left realizing I'm going through menopause, which you can read all about here. Speaking of life updates, we're moving. No, not New York yet. We're leaving Brent Wood for Laurel Canyon. Part of me is so excited. Next. Second, from Mom Brain. What to wear this week? Getting dressed every day while juggling kids' schedules, deciding what to have for dinner, and 18 loads of laundry is a lot. Comfort is key, and sometimes the right outfit can shift your whole day. We're bringing the Pinterest board to you with comfy and easy outfits that still look chic. Up next. Third, from Motherhood Until Yesterday. The Inner Lives of Ack, a woman with Professor Bonnie Hewlett. Hello everyone, I found hunter-gatherer anthropology the way a lot of you found me. I became a mother, fell apart a little too under two, no family nearby, and went looking for a way to make sense of what I was experiencing. What I found was Melvin Connor's The Evolution of Childhood, and then Marjorie Shostak's Nisa Kunju, the Hunsi woman's life told in her own words. And then, fourth, from The Future of Education. How well do you know education's critical thinkers? Frere, Bloom, Robel. 5 questions on the theorists and ideas that push back against the status quo. Hope everyone in the U.S. had a wonderful 4th of July. Right Arrow Play Edition 5. Critical Thinkers, The Future of Education is a reader-supported publication. Next. Fifth, from Nicole, The Begin at Home, The Take Home Folder, Vol. 124. Hope you had a fun 4th of July. We spent the day with family and it was lovely. I love America, and also there's so much work to be done here. The good news is that our country is filled with people who are decent and care and hold her to a high standard. Cheers to working together towards an America in which we can proudly pass the torch to future generations. What is something I can do for our home? What is something I can do for with our family? What is something I can do for myself? Today for me, it's going on a cleaning rampage, seriously. This house needs some attention. Doing something outside as a family, maybe the pool, mini golf, or pickleball, and jotting down a brain release ahead of a new week, including what's on my to-do list and what each day will look like. Letting go of things needing to happen at a certain time, workouts, cleaning the house, writing this newsletter, grocery shopping, etc. I would say that a not so long ago version of myself really had to have set routines, order, and lots of unscheduled time at home to get it all done. Last summer I realized that our family life had shifted, and cleaning the upstairs bathrooms wasn't possible every single Thursday afternoon. For example, at 8 and 11, our kids are both highly independent and highly active or on the go. The early morning time I used to work out is now the time I'm tying my son's skates for hockey camp. The midday time when I did chores during the kids' quiet time is now often spent at the pool. I've not only accepted this, but I've leaned in. I'm getting to things when I can, and we're enjoying summer. It's a season. Carpooling, both driving our kids' friends to make their parents' life easier, and accepting help in the form of rides to activities has been a huge win. The third row of my car is getting a ton of use this summer, and I love it. Athletic dresses I feel put together, but I can sweat in them, move my body in them. They're super comfy, and they wash well. I have this one from Spanx and the Merit dress from Club Recess. I think if you're between sizes for an athletic dress, sizing up is the way to go, honorable mention. Making sure there's always an ice-cold sparkling water, Diet Coke, or Olipop in the fridge for myself. What's making your life better this summer? A few examples of what's been helpful for us this summer. An extra steak, Right Arrow steak quesadillas, hot dogs, Right Arrow, a quick and crowd-pleasing lunch for the kids, extra grilled chicken, Right Arrow, chopped up and served over a salad or in a wrap. I can't recall the last romance book that gave me butterflies, but Dolly, Alt-H. E-Time has. If you're grilling this summer, why not throw something extra on for your future self? I'm 60% in and having the best time reading the story of Dolly and Stuart. Also, it's beyond refreshing because Dolly is 39 with a 13-year-old son. Highly recommend for a perfect summer read, linked here on bookshop.org, supports an indie bookst or of your choice. The cycle has to end somewhere, and Patchett's TED Talk, the love of my life and why I need to share it with you, this quote from James Clear: you will rarely outperform yourself in math. Gee, my note, you are amazing. Believe in yourself. A kind reader messaged me this week, ways my kids are learning the necessary skills to, you know, become teens and adults who can independently function well in the world. Here are some examples. Delivering books to a neighborhood little free library by themselves, picking up library holds while I wait in the car, ordering and paying both with card and cash at the concession stand, speaking to adults in a clear voice, making eye contact, responding beyond one word answer, first checking themselves in at the doctor, dentist, barber, ordering their own food at a restaurant, being alone in safe places, that is getting dropped off for sports practice. My 11-year-old son has started playing a round of golf with his buddy on their own, etc. Sit at a different table at a restaurant. And tea, when we're out to eat with friends, we sometimes do a kid's table and an adult table. This is a great way for the kids to practice expected behavior at a restaurant with parents at the next table over getting a few items. While at the grocery store, sometimes I make them a list with 5-ish items that they need to grab and bring to the cart. While we're shopping, loading the trunk with jar, groceries, returning the cart, bringing everything into the house and putting away, breaking down food boxes related. Have you read The Anxious Generation? It's on track to be a favorite romance of the year for me. No spice yet, but my fingers are crossed that there will be lull. I am nowhere near a parenting expert, but we have been working on tasks for independence over the last couple of years. Half of the message is that devices too early are bad for kids, and social media should be delayed as long as possible, which I think most of us know. Up next. Sixth, from Now What? Why is it so hard for kids to be polite? I hope everyone is having a nice holiday weekend. I'm writing from Ibiza, Spain, where I'm vacationing for a few days. So much gratitude. It's gorgeous here. Since I'm traveling, I'm resharing a newsletter I wrote several years ago. I love digging into this research, and I hope you appreciate it too. A few years ago, my family traveled to San Diego to visit extended family. We were on the plane to JFK, and a flight attendant walked down the aisle getting out snacks. Max. And then, 7th from Emily Lay. Sunday scroll hash 148. Happy holiday weekend. I hope this post finds you curled up somewhere out of the heat with a warm cup of something in your hands. We're spending our last weekend at the lake before heading home this week. Enjoy your scroll. If your heart feels a little bit tangled about America's 250th birthday, this weekend, this beautiful reflection on holding grief and gratitude at the same time is worth your time. A gentle reminder that celebrating what's good isn't denying what's broken. I read it twice and felt like I could breathe again. What I've noticed about moms who seem less stressed. Spoiler, it has a lot to do with learning to care and carry just a little bit less. My friend Julie had just dropped her daughter off at sleepaway camp for the first time, and this post had me tearing up remembering that strange mix of excitement and heartbreak when I sent my own off. Every stage asks us, as mothers, to loosen our grip just a little more, which is obviously exactly what's supposed to happen. But every stage breaks my heart just a touch more. Things stylish women do that have nothing to do with designer labels. Why does a hot pink umbrella or lime green phone case make us feel so good? A fun read on the psychology behind a splash of color and happiness. Can confirm this quarter zip and shorts are an extremely good dupe for the Varley version, which I also own and love. At $50 for the set, I might need it in every color. Everything you ever needed to know about baking the best chocolate chip cookies. I'm excited about the new Legally Blonde show, but I'm even more invested in the little known actress playing young Elle Woods. She seems darling. Simplified is 18, and to celebrate, we're having a huge sale with up to 60% off everything. I'm having a lot of feelings about my first baby growing up, but what I really want to say is thank you to all of you for supporting our small business, cheering us on, and letting us be a part of your everyday life. I wish I could reach out through the computer screen and hug each and every one of you who has been on this journey with us. This eye cream is heading for cooling plus to puffing and very much needed after a long and busy holiday weekend. Spanx is an extra 30% off sale. Timeless Skincare is 40% off. A good time to stock up on the vitamin C serum I use every single day, 20% off the ball and branch sheets we have on every bed, 30% off select Sarah Flint styles. Sadly, my very favorite heels are sadly not included, but worth every C. Ang Lee sent in my opinion. 20% off at Hill House, including the Ellie nap dress and the Cosima nap dress. Both sets above are included, and when I tell you these compressions leggings snatch you. I also love this comfy jumpsuit for lounging. With such a huge milestone for Simplified this week, I've been spending a lot of time reflecting on the last 18 years. I started my business at 25 years old, in the middle of the 2008 financial crisis, armed with a master's degree and a big idea. No investors, no roadmap, no one to call who'd been there before. It's been a wild ride with five-figure mistakes, some big wins, and many lessons learned, usually the hard way. So next week I'm writing the letter I wish someone had handed me at 25, the honest, no-holds-barred stuff about money, people, growth, and building a business as a young adult. If you've ever had a dream tugging at your sleeve, next week's post is for you. Next, 8th from Healthy Mom Club, 2 bento box lunches I make on repeat. Happy Sunday and happy 4th of July weekend, friends. I hope you've enjoyed a nice long weekend with family, time spent outside, or just relaxing if you're new around here. Every Sunday at 7 a.m. AST, I share two of the lunches I packed for my toddler in the previous week. They are always bank of 90-plus kid lunch ideas, more exclusive content. Two kids' lunchbox ideas, read more. Up next, 9th from Over the Influence. Postcard from Paradise. 10 days until the Parisian heist launch all. This is no longer a drill. That means you aren't even pre-ordering now. This is just ordering time. Thank you to everyone who has already ordered and requested from your library. I can't wait to zoom into your book clubs, head to your local bookstores, and drink some champagne with you. I am still giving away a 1-year subscription to the Substack free when you pre-order Parisian heist from any bookstore. You can enter your details here. Also add if you want me to send personalized nameplates for your friends or book clubs. Spread the word. We've got this. I finished writing my next book at midnight last night, a dude ranch thriller called The Last Ride that comes out next summer. I've been at Paradise Guest Ranch in Wyoming all week, and being here added details I couldn't have invented sitting at my desk in Philly. This is my third time here, second with the family, and it genuinely is paradise on earth. Here's what's different about Paradise. The guests actually talk to each other. Conservatives and liberals, coasters and heartlanders, people who would never share a dinner table back home are sharing one here, and mostly agreeing that they're exhausted by the hate and hungry for some same middle ground that nobody seems to be representing. It's been genuinely hopeful in a way I didn't expect. This morning I read this from Loose Threads by Lingua Franca founder Rachel Huska, and I couldn't have put it better. Lately, it feels like we've forgotten that disagreeing with someone doesn't mean they should be excluded from the conversation. If we're Siri, it's about building stronger communities and a healthier democracy. We have to keep talking to one another. Let's keep talking. It's the only way. The kids are in a 4th of July parade right now, and they're painting their ponies this afternoon. Painting ponies. Is anything cuter? So on America's 250th birthday, here's what I'm celebrating. Freedom of speech, equality, Costco, indie bookstores, women's rights, public schools, national parks, the free press, Diet Coke, immigration, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Dolly Parton, Nass, a trial by jury, the fact that we course correct, slowly and messily, and sometimes it takes way too long. But we do. Happy 4th. Tell me what you're celebrating today. That's the read. Small inputs compounding results. Back tomorrow.